It's the Full Force Newsburst brought to you by Generals Joe's Reborn.com with me, Diagnostic 80, and Justin Bell. Big reveals Wednesday for the G.I. Joe brand. It's a non-stop whirlwind of a day and I can't keep up, honestly. Yes, the G.I. Joe brand keeps pumping out the product reveals today, despite the fact that Fan First Friday is two more agonising days away. Not too long ago, the official G.I. Joe socials dropped a GameStop exclusive pre-order for not one, but two G.I. Joe helmets, Snake Eyes and Cobra Commander. The helmets take their inspiration from the original style V2 mask and visor for Snake Eyes, and the chrome face-plated helmet for Cobra Commander. They are wearable and come in at a whopping $119.99 each. We will include the links to the pre-orders in the descriptions below if you fancy jumping on those, not literally. On top of that news, Symbiote Studios also announced they have scored a multi-year licensing deal with Hasbro to produce plush pins and shirts based on popular brands including G.I. Joe and Transformers. We are expecting more reveals before Friday because Hasbro have decided I don't do enough work. Justin, starting with the helmets, what are your thoughts on those?
I really like the Snake Eyes one. I think it looks really neat. Mm. You know, it looks like Snake Eyes. You know, it's got kind of all the design cues and stuff. So I don't know if I'll buy it for $100 and something.
You'll wear it. Not, you'll be wearing it.
That's my Halloween outfit. Although I don't think I could fit my glasses on inside the visor.
You'd only be able to afford the helmet, and you'd just be naked from the neck down. That would be the Halloween costume right there.
Oh, that'd be. I was going to say it'd be fantastic, but that would be the opposite of fantastic.
I almost had in my head then some sort of Photoshop with a Chippendale and a Snake Eyes head that I'm going to have to Photoshop in there later. Anyway, I'll have to deal with that later.
Oh, boy.
And I've said it now, so it's going to have to happen. I've made work for
you
myself.
You have to do it, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What about the Cobra Commander one?
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, from the first shot I saw was kind of head-on, and it I don't know. I mean, I know they've... You know, G.I. Joe obviously takes some liberties with its designs, and you don't necessarily look into, you know, would this actually work in real life sort of situation. So, I mean, if you look at the kind of the angular profile of the Cobra Commander mask, it looks okay. But if you look at it head on, like, it's got a lot of face. You know, it just kind of looks wide and round, and the helmet's just kind of this little sliver. So I'm not such a big fan of the Cobra Commander one.
But. I feel like he's always looked like the faceplate has always been quite sleek, and it's almost had like a taper at the begin, like towards the front as well. I feel so. If they haven't managed to kind of really do that, I feel it does end up being kind of like a bit of a round kind of thing, doesn't it? And like you want it to be almost like oval to like almost like a point at the bottom, don't you? As well, like you kind of want that. That shape, and I know what you mean, though. It does have that kind of, it looks a little bit chubby, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, and you wonder, like, if they do the taper, like, would it actually fit a human face, or I don't know. I mean, then all the stuff they have to take into consideration with doing stuff that has to work in real life, I guess. Or maybe they're worried about, you know, toy collectors having fat faces or something. They want to make sure it'll...
They're basing everything on us. I wonder if they'll do a Red Shadow helmet and make it so you have to remove your chin to actually wear the helmet itself.
That'd be beautiful. Comes with like a scalpel.
And Symbiote, of course. I don't know how you pronounce it, but I pronounce it wrong. They've basically got this multi-year Hasbro licensing deal. We were kind of aware of this for a while because they have been updating their website with G.I. Joe brand. They had like a kind of placeholder for that, Transformers, My Little Pony, all of the different brands that you associate with Hasbro. And we have seen a teaser they posted a while back of Timber, which looked adorable as well. So what kind of your expectations coming out of this particular kind of partnership?
Well, I mean, it's all good things, you know. I mean, I've already seen some comments about, you know, how, you know, the brand being watered down, that sort of thing. But I mean, in my mind, the more different merchandise there is, the better it is. So I'm kind of interested to see what they come out with. You know, it's been a while since we've had, you know, have we ever really had a whole lot of G.I. Joe plush sort of stuff? Any official
G.I. Joe items? No, they kind of stuck with the kind of the small chibi figures for like loyal subjects and and that kind of stuff. But then, yeah, there hasn't really been anything like that I can think of off the top of my head. Even maybe in the vintage, I don't know. Was there anything in the vintage that was plush?
Not that I can think of.
I'm drawing a blank.
I mean, it's kind of a neat untapped market, I guess, in a different exploration. And again, you know, I don't see myself buying a whole lot of that stuff, but it's cool. It could appeal to some folks. And, you know, I think, like I said, the more exposure the brand gets, the better. You know, somebody who's shopping at a Newbury Comics or, you know, kind of a kitschy store like that, that isn't necessarily looking for toys, might see a Snake Eyes plush with a cute little wolf and think, oh, that, you know, I remember Snake Eyes, I'll pick that up. And all of a sudden, you know, G.I. Joe is in their awareness again.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the plushes, actually, because they're actually going to be quite big, I believe. I'm not sure the exact size, but they're going to be a lot bigger than you kind of, you know, they're not going to be like tiny little things. They're going to be slightly more substantial. Yeah. So I think that's going to be quite interesting to see. And I do fully expect reveals as we go. Maybe even later today, which is going to really throw a spanner in the works. Probably since we started talking, there's probably going to be stuff coming out. I mean,
the biggest news is hitting right now while we're not paying attention.
Yeah. It's remarkable to me that, you know, we've been told, we've been given this thing of, you know, like, we've got this Fan First Friday coming up, and every single day we've had something, like, revealed. And I'm wondering, like, man, they must have so much stuff to talk about and reveal on Friday. And tomorrow as well. I mean, tomorrow there must be reveals too. Are you excited, or are you getting as, like, bogged down with all of this as I am right now?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, since, you know, I haven't had as much opportunity to do news updates through General Joe's as I used to, it's become a little bit more freeing, where I can kind of enjoy and appreciate the news that it comes in without getting all twisted up about, you know,
dumped it all on me.
You're a keyboard. Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, it's your, you can shoulder that burden now. I'm free. But I mean, at the same time, I'm trying to be cautiously optimistic, because there's been a few times this year that I've gotten all ramped up for quote unquote huge reveals only to be somewhat disappointed. So I'm trying to temper my enthusiasm, but I'm getting pretty excited for Friday. I mean, they've actually come out and said in some of their social media advertising that there is a ton of things to reveal. They've actually used that terminology. So there's obviously stuff that's going to happen on Friday. You know, whether it's new classified stuff, I'm really wanting to see what this retro line is all about. There's so much stuff that I'm excited about. And you know, I kind of, at the beginning of the week, I kind of had this nugget in the back of my head. Well, maybe we'll get a movie trailer this week. I'm not sure we're going to get that now.
I don't want it just yet right now, honestly, because I've just got, there's all of this stuff that just keeps coming out. And I'm like, guys, one at a time, please.
Yeah.
As if is a thing to be like, no, we don't want any more reveals because Chris doesn't want to do any more work.
Well, I mean, and to be honest, you know, that was one thing that I'll, you know, with JoeCon, I would be exhausted by the end of the weekend. You know, I mean, a lot of people like, oh, it's vacation, I have fun with my friends, and I would like take that an extended weekend off from work, and I'd go back to work the next week even more tired than I was when I left.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's kind of like, what did I just do? You know? So, I mean, it's been an interesting experience to kind of look at this from pseudo afar. I have put some stories up on General Joe's, and I will continue to put some stories up on General Joe's, but to kind of, you know, be able to rely on you to be up to the minute. I know there's been a few times that I've kind of messaged you and said, oh, wow, you know, look at this. And you're like, yeah, I posted that 10 minutes ago. You know, kind of get with the program. And
well,
like,
it's
oh,
not,
yeah, okay, you're on
I'm,
top of it.
But I'm not blaming any of you guys for that, because Facebook have got so many restrictions on what is kind of seen, even if you follow the page. And I know that Adam will constantly message me saying, have you seen this? And I'm like, dude, that was like, I posted that like literally an hour ago or 2 hours ago. And he's like, I just never see it. So, like, unless I'm paying for ads to get, like, three more people's views, like, it's just not worth it now. But, I mean,
Facebook is ridiculous.
But I'm happy. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy that all this stuff's coming through. It's great to have G.I. Joe in the consciousness. It's great to have content to be able to churn out and keep this stuff going. Just for those that aren't aware, I interviewed Lenny Panzeca earlier this morning. It's all edited and ready to go. So just waiting for sign off from Hasbro, who I believe want me to post that tomorrow. So you've got that to look forward to. A really cool like chat we had about the Classified series, a good lengthy, solid old episode right there for everyone to get involved with and enjoy. Obviously, you know, we're going to be getting more bursts coming probably tonight, knowing my luck. I won't drag you in for those, Justin. If anything else happens, don't worry, mate. I will just do those solo if necessary. We shall see. I mean, it seems like nonstop today. Dude, thanks for jumping on, mate. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. My pleasure.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. See you in 5 minutes. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time. And as always, full friggin' force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.